given, to be an arbitrator, to give a ruling with regard to what must be done with the refugees after they have left. So in this, he had said, they were very happy with him at first, because Bernadotte was amongst those who had saved 20,000 Jews from the Nazis. He was a compassionate person. And when he first came as an arbitrator, they were happy. The United Nations appointed him. But when he saw the situation, he gave a ruling and he said, the Jews must allow the people who had left this land to return. And if you don't, and if anyone doesn't want to return, you must give them compensation. They couldn't take it, they killed Bernadotte. They even killed him because they couldn't take what he had said. So in this particular way, they chased the people out of the land and they set up this. You see, there's another thing about this war of independence. It gave this whole impression that five Arab states, or many of the Arab states, tried to invade Israel at the time of the so-called independence, and at that particular time, and they failed, and Israel resisted them, is also another myth. It's a myth because, firstly, it is not a David Goliath situation. In fact, they were more armed, they had more soldiers than what the Arabs together had. And even amongst the Arabs, sometimes we know the weakness of humankind. You know, some of them played a very dubious role in it. Professor Haeckel makes mention of one of the Arab states that at that time, you know, he had a small army. He had the army said that we are going to go fight for the Arabs. We're going to fight for the Palestinians. And we are going to reclaim the land that was given to them unjustly by the United Nations. So he had a small function. Quran was recited, and they call an Arab sheikh to make dua. They call an Arab sheikh, a very, very pious sheikh, to make dua before the army leaves. The sheikh was a person of great wisdom. So when he came up to the front, he addressed the army and he said, Oh army, I wish you were ours. What he said? I wish you were ours. But you have already been told by other powers where to go and up to what stage to go. I wish you were ours, but you are not ours. He was hurriedly taken away from the stage. So this was the situation that how Israel was set up. And then from the United Nations, they were given 54% of the land. And despite being 6% of the population, in the so-called war of independence, they took even more of the land. They took even more of the land. Now they remained like that till 1967. 1967 is quite a watershed situation because that was a time when the war took place. Here again, myths and lies, deception. Generally, the West had been telling the world for some time that no, it was the aggressive designs of Jamal Abdel Nasser that led Israel to attack Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, and they won the war. But now it has been clearly revealed, Noam Chomsky, in his book, The Fateful Triangle, says, and he quotes Menachem Begin, one of the prime ministers of Israel, who was at that time in the army. He said that we knew very well that Jamal Abdel Nasser had no intentions of invading or attacking Israel. We knew very well that he had no intentions. He had brought that about of divisions into the Sinai that was not enough to sustain or to invade or to attack Israel. We knew very well, but we used that as a provocation, as a means of attacking the Arab lands when they were not ready. Obviously, why you shouldn't be ready is another different thing I will make mention of towards the end of the talk. In this particular way, in 1967, West Bank and Gaza came under the control of Israel, and even Masjid Aqsa came under their control. West Bank and Gaza came in 1967. Now, according to the law that is a conquered land, you are an occupier. You are supposed to leave it. You are supposed to leave it. It is a land that was occupied illegally. Now, from 1967, this is a tragedy with regard to it. From 1967, whatever we are talking, what they took away in 1967, all negotiations, what they talk about, all negotiations, whether it be in the Oslo-Madrid peace plan, the Oslo agreement, even with Hamas, all of them, when they talk about, you know, a negotiated settlement, no one talks about the land that was taken in 1948. It is taken as an accepted fact that is Israel's. Nowadays, all the aspects with regard to negotiations is only 22% of historical Palestine. Only 22% has become what is on the table. The injustice of this whole thing. I read one day a non-Muslim had written,